leadership was changed. So that's that. The it's swapped around. It's the wrong order of events there. Go on to the rest.
White nationalist, of course, but want to reform America instead of make a new nation, from what I hear.
I don't use the term white nationalist because I prefer American as our unique national identity. I don't talk much about a racial identity, which is larger, you know, nation, specific, race, broad, worldwide, you know. So if anything would be American nationalists, I believe that Americans, you know, people that are in America of our people, come before not only, you know, the entire world, but also come before the rest of our race, you know. So I am not a white nationalist. I am an American nationalist in the sense that my American unique ethnicity is what I'm fighting for and care about. Move on. What was said after that?
That was pretty much it.
No, there was more. What was the rest of the sentence after white nationalists?
Wants to reform America instead of make a new nation.
Okay. You can't make a new nation. That doesn't make sense. You can make a new state entity. You can make a new, maybe, nation state, but you cannot make a new nation. America right now is, I mean, it would take hundreds of years to make a new nation. We aren't separatists. We don't want to reform the government insofar as it's probably impossible to do it entirely, but we will be pragmatic in our involvement with the government in as far as we can use it to bring the nation, which is the people, back to the point of having a society and a larger national community, which is both ethnically and largely, you know, culturally homogenous. So it's not a matter of reforming. America is a nation. The United States is a government. It's a governmental system, you know, and whether or not you can totally reform or, you know, or you have to toss aside the government at this point, no one can really say, because it's really hard to predict American politics, especially when, you know, America doesn't really affect it. With other countries, it's a lot easier to predict their politics, especially years and years out in the future, because they're downstream from America. But America is kind of where everything flows, you know, from which everything flows. So it's really hard to predict. I don't think anybody can say with a definite claim whether or not the state can be reformed. So I think the only, or how much it can be. So I think the only real, you know, position is just to use it in what ways that you can, and to, you know, ignore it in which ways which you can't. And, you know, you can't replace the nation because you're dealing with the same people. You know, you're not, you know, having a new, you know, set of a few million people spring out of the ground like potatoes, you know, in your, you know, Northwest ethno state, which, you know, everyone is automatically going to say, man, here's this flag I've never seen before made in Photoshop. I love it. Let me die for it. Not gonna happen. That's not. We literally say all this in the stuff in the manifesto. If they actually cared enough to read it, they would know, yeah, these
that's,
things.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, don't we literally say like half of this shit?
Mm-hmm. Also, like, I mean, you can throw out the term American fascist if you want.
Why? I mean, because doesn't it say like a nation within a nation is our goal? Like,
nope. You can say that. Go back and check that.
I'm pretty sure. I think they said that on the TV.
Yeah, actually, we changed that.
We got the new manifesto. My apologies.
Yeah, we updated it. I changed it because I think that it was a bad usage of the term nation. What I meant it as is kind of a new society, a new culture, right? Not so much a new country. So it would be more, you know, a group of Americans within the greater scale of the United States who, you know, live by separate rules. And, you know, adhere to, you know, larger concepts and, you know, goals, whereas, you know, the rest of the nation, the rest of the people, you know, do not, and have, you know, comparatively more minuscule ambitions. So people thought we were, you know, like total secessionists and all that stuff because of that. But it's not kind of how I was trying to represent. So there you go. It was a bit misleading, and I agree it was a bit of a bad term of use of the word.
But that soundbite was so badass.
It was. But, you know, I thought it would be. I mean, we still have plenty of soundbite, you know, makeable bits of the manifesto in it. And I don't remember exactly what I changed it to, but it's essentially the same. It means the same thing. It's just clarified with a few extra. It's not a huge deal. So yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no.
I think the key thing here is to point out that Thomas is trying to make sure that no one can accuse him of having read Siege.
That's not really. I mean, I have read parts of it.
Come on, I'm making jokes.
Okay.
Sorry. I usually if I'm in person with people, it's like raise your hand if you're making a joke, so I know how to respond. You know, naturally, I just assume you're accusing me.
Please excuse
me. Come on, you never do that with me. You know, you just know I'm making a joke.
Well, yeah, it's a matter of people I take seriously versus those I don't.
Hey, Thomas, are you going to go to the camping trip in Huntsville?
Camping trip in Huntsville?
Yeah.
There's a camping trip in Huntsville?
How'd you miss that?
How does our leader know?
I saw some updates in the Houston channel about camping. I guess it's Huntsville. Well, yeah, I don't think I'll be able to make it. When is it?
It's the 23rd to the 25th, so it's going to be like a 2.5
months. Of this month?
Yep.
How long is it? 23rd to 25th. Never mind. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to see. You know, me, you know, hitching a ride down to Houston would be an interesting thing. I could always take a bus if I really wanted to go. Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Not sure. Come on, dude, man. It's going to be fun.
Maybe. I might. No, no final. By the way, G-Boy, I totally take you seriously. I was throwing some shade at you, by the way, you know, in case you were.
No, I just let you have it because you're usually not that good at it.
Thanks. See, there you go. He threw it. Did you see that? That was a comeback. That was what the youngsters call it.
I would just like to clarify, you're not allowed to bunk with me.
There are bunks?
Well, no, I'm just...
You bring bunks to go camping?
Yeah.
No.
What type of...
you don't want to cuddle? What kind of fag are you?
What? You don't want to get in the same sleeping bag as me? Fag?
Wait, you brought more than one sleeping bag?
UTFY.
You see, if the Michigan guys were putting together a camping trip this month, each one of us would have multiple sleeping bags.
Yeah, each one of you would have multiple sleeping bags. One for each leg or something?
Nathan, are you saying that like, Michigan guys are fat?
Oosh, oosh.
Yeah. Like, zip two of them together?
That's pretty hardcore there.
Wow, I'm more insinuating bag within a bag because it's like single digits at night and colder, depending.
I'm not a nation within a nation. A bag.
Our goal is a bag within a bag. No, a bag within a bag is our goal.
And for those of you who are in the Marine Corps, you're very familiar with the bag within a bag within a bag of sleeping systems.
I am not in the Marine Corps, so I cannot say that I have.
You must know the way.
I said for those who were familiar, show you the way.
Yeah, I'm not familiar. You know, my wife doesn't sleep with other men.
Ooh, oh my God.
Oosh.
Actually, that's Navy. I'm being a dick.
No, that's pretty spot on, to be quite honest. I mean, that invokes the old...
Yeah, I live next to, like, a military base, so I hear it all the fucking time.
How many guys' wives have you banged, G-Boy?
What was that?
How many guys' wives have you banged?
Not enough.
None, because, like, you don't want to be around Navy wives. They're disgusting.
That was like, it was good, and then he turned it back into an insult.
There's Marine Corpsism here. It's you can trust me with your life, but not your money or your wife. So let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. That's exactly how I treat Eric.
Thomas, a little stud.
Well, I thought the like Texas guys don't have any of that.
Have any of
We don't have money
or wives.
Yeah, because we have too many Marines.
I have a girlfriend, but I don't have money. Well, I do have some money. I just don't have a car.
Yeah, we didn't order like we don't have enough money to order like 13,000 posters. Sitting.
Come on, Thomas, did you see your flag Nathan made for you?
Yeah, it was a dildo swastika. Yeah, it was very that was something else.
Hilarious.
No, you get A for create A for creativity.
Yay! What's my GPA now?
Zero.
Zero.
I'm still waiting for the bundle of dick fashies.
Oh, dude, give me like 5 minutes. I'll have it done.
Oh, no.
My optics. Mute your mic.
I only ever tell you to mute your mic and stuff like during meetings.
No, we're making the Asmodor meme where, you know.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, he's right, though. I mean, like, it's very, you know, the word I'm looking for. It's bad mic etiquette.
It's bad optics.
I mean, so, it's just rude. Oh.
Was Dylan always the leader of Vanguard America?
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is going to be about a 3-hour story. I hope everyone has snacks.
Yeah.
I'm going to start some popcorn real quick.
God, I've already heard the story.
So, well, I mean, it's good that actually people know it because people
are
still.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, good. It's going to be quick. So, VA was founded in Southern California by a guy named Ryan after he left the Iron March forums because he didn't agree with some of the guys on there about certain things. He didn't really have a cohesive alternative or really just, it was more of a social thing. I never really got too much into it, but it was mostly a social thing as to why he didn't like them. And you know, he left and he was like, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing and it's going to be cool. And you know, it's going to be better because we're going to do this or that or whatever. So he tried to do some American nationalism stuff, but it never really, it always felt kind of tacked on because his only experience aside from that was like very, you know, Adam Wafentier stuff. So VA started out with a very kind of weird blend of American nationalism and like, you know, the standard black and white edge. Anyways, Ryan ran the group for, you know, a couple months to maybe half a year, maybe a little bit more. And then throughout that entire time, he founded it with Dylan involved, Dylan Hopper, who was in California then, but then moved to Indiana, which he remained until much later. So that was the case for quite some time. Dylan wasn't really the second in command. He was just kind of the Indiana guy. And I think mostly he led a grand total of one other guy in Indiana who was inactive. And later left because, I remember that later the Indiana guy left and he said, you know what, like y'all, no, dude, like this guy was like, usually people throw around the term LARPer. This guy in his leaving, he like wrote a big paragraph when he left the group. And do you know what language he was in? He was in German. He wrote an entire paragraph in German of why he was leaving the group. And then he changed his profile picture from the state of Indiana logo mixed with the VA logo, which I had made for him, into a picture of him holding a Third Reich flag, and then changed his name to Death to All Jews in German. I just want to clarify how extensive this was. He was very committed to the character. Anyway, and as far as I know, he was born and raised in Indiana. He was not from Germany. Anyways, tangent. So then after a while, Ryan had a whole scandal, and you actually look into the It's Going Down article, there was a thing, to where he had personal issues or whatever. He was on a hiatus for a couple weeks or something, and in those weeks, it was a triumvirate. It was me, a guy named Greg from California, and a guy named... It was Dylan. So it was me, Dylan, and Greg. I wasn't digging, right? I wasn't digging for this stuff. Something was brought to my attention about Ryan, some stuff that someone had found. Apparently he was like really into hentai and other random stuff. And like,
oh, I saw this. It was in your article, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was, but you're getting, you know, the actual story here. And he was into hentai and all this stuff, and like some of it was pretty bad, and like it was public. It was like kind of an optics bad thing. It was really bad optics. So back before optics was a thing. So I confronted Dylan and Greg about it, and I said, hey, maybe we should, you know, like do something about this. This is kind of like bad show. There were weird, like, and it wasn't just like, hey, he looked at like these websites or whatever. It was like he played video games of it, and he used to have like extensive Twitter DMs of all this stuff, and some of it was like fairly graphic and like not. It was like, oh no, like I drew her so she can be whatever age I say. It's like that kind of thing, You know what I'm saying? I hope you don't, but if you do, there we go.
Yeah, I unfortunately...
There you go, there you go. So there was a kind of a unanimous conclusion that, yeah, let's, like, confront him about it, and then let's kind of, like, not, like, let him lead the stuff. And then remember, that was a communal decision. That was a unanimous. And ultimately that happened, and he got kicked out, and he came back later for a time, and he was like, hey, I'm still in charge, and it was kind of an awkward situation because he really wasn't. So that was a whole story in itself, and he has a very interesting story. But actually, he never got doxxed or anything, so he can go on and living a pretty normal life. I remember his parents, he was a military kid, so his parents were both, like, you know, very nice, cushy positions in the military, so he could probably get, you know, some nice job there, and he'd be just fine. Anyways, moving on. So once Ryan was out, it was me, Dylan, and Greg, and we had to say, someone's got to step up now because we need a single dude because people think like this. Greg said, nope, not me. I said, nope, not me. Calculatus, eliminatus, Dylan is leader. Ooh. And that was the case for a few months in which the organization, you know, grew and all that stuff. And I had been doing most, I ultimately started taking on more responsibility, not because I was trying to, you know, claim power, but it was because, hey, no one's running the site and it looks like shit. So I said, hey, how about I do it? I have experience with WordPress. So, like, hey, we only have 3 poster designs and we have people requesting new ones. Hey, I can do that. Boom. Right. Since I was making graphics, I started running the Twitter. And if y'all have seen my behavior on social media, because I run the PF accounts, I can conduct myself professionally on social media, whereas, you know, others like Dylan may not have had the same exact, you know, repertoire. So he was like, hey, whatever, I'll stick to shit posting on my personal stuff. Anyways. Yeah.
Thomas's mannerisms on social media are very clean cut, and we like.
I don't have any mannerisms. Mannerisms. Okay, I thought you said aneurysms. I was like, what are you talking about? Anyways,
I heard the same thing.
Aneurysms. That would be a health concern. I'd advise you to talk to the doctor.
Nisk, are you back with us? One moment.
He's been off for like fucking 8 hours, dude.
Yeah,
don't
even... Nisk has been here for like.
He's
8
messaging
hours.
Me. Nisk, speak. Speak and be heard.
For all we know, he's recording this whole thing.
He couldn't. Period. He was deafened. Misk.
Oh, that's why. Maybe he's been trying to talk and he just hasn't been able to.
Speak in the next 10 seconds or I'm going to deafen you again.
9.
Is it been 10 seconds?
7.
Just DM me and figure it out. I'll let you know if I start hearing you, all right? You're just muted. So, So you're just going to be deafened. So if you start speaking, then I will undeafen you, you know.
Death.
All right.
Continue.
Where was I? So Dylan was in, like, Dylan was a leader, but it was effectively like a cooperative thing, if not me doing a little.